This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hi, Robert Reese here. Welcome to the CEO Show. Each week, we interview the top CEOs in America so you can learn directly about success in business. To hear any one of our 750 past CEO interviews, just go to CEOshow.com.
Hello, America. I'm Robert Reese, and welcome to CEO Show. We're here today with Tim Davis. How are you, Tim?
I'm great, Robert. Thank you for having me.
And Tim is president of the UPS store. There are about 5,100 stores throughout America, North America, Canada. Talk about what the concept of the UPS store is.
Sure. The UPS store is a wholly owned subsidiary to UPS, our parent company, and we are the franchise retail channel of the UPS brand. And our stores deliver small business services and shipping, packaging, printing, mailbox service capabilities to consumers and small businesses throughout the country.
And I heard you now have notary as well, and you have schedulers and all different
services
as well in there.
Yeah, we have a myriad of services. The UPS Shield is iconic for shipping. It's a 112-year-old, brand, and the world's largest transportation company. So that shield alone is going to indicate our shipping capabilities. But there are so many other things that our stores do. You mentioned notary, as well as printing services. We do business cards and menus and banners for small businesses. So a lot of things people don't normally associate with the UPS Shield, but it's our way to connect that brand with Main Street America.
And I will share in full disclosure, when I started the CEO Show, in 2007, one of the three things I had were we had strong interviews, we had a strong website, and was the UPS store was really my backbone because we would count on it for every single thing. And the key was this. Tim, the franchisee, knew me really well, and I knew him really well.
Yeah.
And I think it was that relationship that helped me project. Because in the start, it was just one person, just me.
Yeah.
So it helped project that we were an actual organization.
Yeah, I mean, you said two things there that are really pivotal and meaningful to me in my role. And one is that your experience at one of our stores was exactly what we're going for. We are connected to the local community. And that's something that you get through a franchise business and the skin in the game that they have that you don't typically get with, a large corporation or corporate-owned stores. It's that reference you just made to Tim's UPS store. When that becomes Stacy's UPS store and my UPS store, not just the UPS store, that's just a connection at a level that most people can't achieve in their businesses. The other thing that you mentioned, though, that was so key is that it's very difficult as a smaller micro business owner to go about just even your day-to-day activities. You have certain things that, you're an expert at, but that's just one aspect of running a business. So our stores are there to exactly service those kind of needs from small and micro business owners. It's not their job to be great at the back office.
So here's an interesting question then, because if you have 5,100 and you have no corporate-owned, everything is franchised.
That's right.
Everyone has their own personality. Like what really worked for me is Tim, he was a successful businessman in the past before he did this.
Yeah.
And he would give me advice on marketing. He'd say, have you ever considered doing this or doing this? So how do you maintain the consistency of the UPS store but also have the individuality, the personalities of the franchisees?
Well, it's the brand and the concept that has to be standard. But we're not out to, shape the personality of our owners. I mean, they're small business owners in their own right. And they do come, as you indicated, with their own background and their own expertise. And we think that that's something to cultivate, not to try to neutralize. I mean, there's enough control over a franchise concept to work in the consistency that you need so that your customers coast to coast get a similar experience. But That mixture of experience by our owners is going to lend itself to exactly what you talked about. Somebody's going to have had experience in marketing and can kind of drill down and identify with the problem that you're trying to solve. And in other locations, you're going to have other areas of expertise. And when you combine all of that, it makes for a pretty powerful footprint of services across the country.
And when you look at franchisees, do you ever look at different backgrounds and how that works? I know it's
an
economic model, but what do you look into to find someone who will be successful in helping the small business owner?
Well, I mean, the first thing you have to find is someone who has the passion and enthusiasm to really be a strong small business owner. We just talked about how challenging it can be. So it's not for the faint of heart, and it's not for somebody that just thinks that there's an easy path to financial success. I talk to new owners all the time about the fact that business is hard. There's no such thing as easy business. If you're making easy money, you have a very short time of that before everybody else is on to the same thing and you have instant competition.
So great
grit, you know, that kind of stick-to-itiveness and passion are almost always the first and best indicators. Beyond that, we're going to certainly value a sense of integrity and accountability, and our culture helps cultivate that. All the rest of the things, you know, that regard, you know, the consistency, the brand that you can, you know, control through contracts and stuff, that's actually the easy part. It's that philosophical and cultural aspect that I think is where the real value is.
This is Robert Rees on the CEO Show, where we speak with the CEOs who have reinvented the fabric of America. We're here today with Tim Davis, who is president of the UPS Store. There's about 5,100 stores in North America. Let's shift gear now, and we're going to talk about the small business owner, who is really, I would say, your core customer. And then we will go back more into the store and the franchise.
Sure.
So you have a unique opportunity that you're really growing like the fabric of America, all of these small business owners. What are some of the things that you've learned about small business owners?
Well, we know that they can be incredibly passionate about whatever drove them into business in the first place. But we also know that there may be other aspects of running a business appropriately and successfully that they're not good at. And that's a need that our UPS store fills in the market. But our store owners are small business owners in their own right. And that gives us a chance to identify with our own customer base, because they themselves are small business owners. They have so much in common with that micro business or that entrepreneur that comes in their location.
But that's a great insight, the fact that the owners of the store are very similar to the actual customers. So they understand, oh, you're going through these pains right now.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, they understand that if you're an entrepreneur and you're making some kind of special widget, or, you know, you've come up with the next best brownie or cupcake, that's just one part of running a business. You have to market it. You have to manage it. You have to connect with your customers. And you have transportation aspects of moving things around. All these, I think, are far from the expertise that small business owner originally envisioned they need to have. And that's where I think we come in and serve a great role.
You must sometimes, you know, pinch yourself and say, if I think about this, UPS store concept is really growing America.
Well, it is. I mean, as a franchise business alone, franchising has over 730,000 locations in the U.S. alone, and it drives a substantial part of the GDP. I mean, franchising is over $400 billion in GDP annually. Yeah, that helps. But at our store level, now kind of working our way down to just our individual concept, you know, we're helping those small businesses, but we're connected in the communities too. Being part of that community chemistry is a key aspect of our owners' ability to grow their business, but it helps those communities and it helps those community small businesses grow. The whole thing works very well together.
We are about to take a break, and when we do, we're going to talk more about the role with big businesses and how that impacts. Any advice that you have learned that you would have to small business owners on success?
Absolutely. I think if you are passionate about what you're doing, the amount of hard work that you've got to put into it cannot be underestimated. And the stick-to-itiveness that I talked about earlier is going to be critical. Sometimes great ideas die just because the endurance ran out before the idea had a chance to flourish. And if you can stick with what you believe is a good idea, then a lot of times that persistence is where the payoff is.
Back in a few.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hi, this is Robert Rees on the CEO Show, and we're here today with Tim Davis, who is the president of the UPS stores. And I want to know, what is your take on the relationship between big business and corporations and the small businesses through the customer experience?
Well, as you know, with the UPS brand, customer experience is everything. We're a service-based organization, and the UPS store is a service-based organization as well. So if the experience isn't good, people don't come back. So we spend considerable efforts to ensure that that experience is everything it can be. And our UPS stores are also there to facilitate that experience between UPS's marquee customers and their end customer. As the largest retail component for UPS, we're Main Street everywhere. With 5,000 locations, we're going to be very close to the customers of UPS's accounts. And when you talk about how e-commerce has flourished, that's not just a one-way transaction from e-tailer to end customer. There's also a lot of goods that are moving back the other way. You know, 10 years ago or 20 years ago, you might not have bought certain things online because you were afraid that if you got it, it would be the wrong thing. But those e-tailers have gotten so good at helping simplify the returns process, it takes the risk out of that equation, and now people buy just about anything online. Well, in order to make that process simple, that's where the UPS and the UPS store come in. We do a considerable effort to make that as simple and easy as possible for those account holders' customers.
Yeah, it's sort of like you're outsourcing the portion of your business that you don't want to focus
on. Imagine this. Imagine that you are an e-tailer or an omni-channel retailer. And you have your brick-and-mortar stores as well as your online presence. You go buy something online. It shows up. It's not what you wanted. It's broken. That account doesn't want you necessarily coming in there voicing concerns in their brick-and-mortar operation in front of all the other customers that are browsing items and making buying decisions. It's much better to segregate those issues, and especially anything that may have been related to customer service, it's better to segregate those somewhere else and let them be handled offline.
And it gives you the projection that you are larger. It gives you the backbone of it, too.
Absolutely. It's also going to be a multiplier as well.
You understand a little bit about technology as well. What should the small business owner understand more about technology?
Well, I think technology is something that we all know is evolving at a breakneck pace. Sometimes small business owners can make the mistake of trying to jump on to too much technology and over-investing in things that they're not just ready for yet. But at the same time, if you're not constantly scanning the landscape, constantly reading about where technology is taking small business, you're going to miss the boat on something critical. Somebody else is going to get that, and that will leave you behind.
So let's go into the UPS organization,
Okay. Where
David Abney is the CEO
right. Of
that organization, and you are a
subsidiary
of UPS Right. Stores. What is it? I mean, to me, it's brilliant that you're bringing the whole backbone of UPS into this to the small business owner. What is it that you find is the most valuable component that you gain from the mothership of UPS?
Well, without question, it's the brand. That iconic brand, that 112-year-old brand, is so reliable to so many people that we enjoy tremendous value from being able to put that on the marquee of our stores. It drives tremendous foot traffic into our locations, and you know that in the business of retail, the number one job is get people into the location. So that brand does a lot to drive business into our stores.
And I know, in having me gone through it, that it gave me the confidence originally that I said, okay, this is someone I could partner with.
Exactly.
I know there's no mistakes. Logistics will work out everything.
That's right.
Let's shift to leadership.
Okay.
So what many people don't know about, you became president in 2012.
Right.
You actually had a career in the military as well. What did you learn in your career in the military that's helped you as a leader today?
Well, there were a lot of things. I had been an infantry officer in the Marine Corps up through the mid-90s. And, you know, the things that translate into business are, one, you don't let other people down that you're in business with. I think the collegial aspect of the military is something that is underappreciated once those veterans leave the military and get into the workforce. But I think when they're able to cultivate that in the civilian world, I think people see the value for what it is. You're gonna develop a sense of integrity and good judgment and reliability that somebody got a chance to develop and exercise long before they came to your company. I think those are some of the most valuable commodities that former servicemen and women bring to the corporate world.
I know you have a lot of people in the military are actually involved in the UPS store as well.
Well, we do. We have a fair amount of veterans, and we're big believers that they're great candidates for the franchising business because they've come from an environment where they know how to execute off of a plan. And in franchising, you're giving a license to people to operate a business model. So you certainly want people that know how to follow a plan. But there are also people that have been trained to take initiative, and they've also been trained to think and not just react. And all of those are valuable at any level of business, whether you're a solopreneur or whether you're the CEO of a Fortune 500 organization.
Let's look at the types of people who will be successful.
Okay.
I'm assuming that you're growing and you're taking on more franchises, or are you not? Have you shut the door?
No, we're absolutely growing. We have over 5,000 locations, as you pointed out a couple of times. But, you know, the business opportunities and the mixture of people, the diversity of ownership is continuing to evolve. So we're going to be more visible and in more locations than we have been. As our business moves forward, you'll start to see us in more than just the traditional type locations. We're very bullish about store-in-store concepts and the alignment that we have in some complementary businesses there. And all these are new opportunities for new owners, and they're great extension opportunities for our existing owner base. And all of that is very diverse. I mean, every type of person represented in North America is found in our UPS store concept.
Let's say if one of these 600,000 listeners we have happens to be saying, you know, I'd like to explore that.
Right.
Is there any website? Is there a phone number? Is there some way they get in touch with
UPS? Well, we want
them
to go to the upsstore.com. Our website is going to have a link on there for franchise opportunities, which will make it easy for them to investigate and start the process of looking into our brand and concept. So the upsstore.com is where I would have those people go.
Hey, you've 30 seconds left. The future of the UPS store.
Well, we're going to continue to develop great services and solutions for small businesses and those consumers, especially around the holidays. Small businesses, micro businesses are our bread and butter, and we don't want them to have to focus on all the other activities than the one that got them into that business, because that's where we think we can play the best value part for their business growth.
Well, Tim, a pleasure having you on the CEO.
Pleasure's all mine. Thank you, Robert.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented my pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hello, America. I'm Robert Reese, and welcome to the CEO Show. We're here today with Greg Kushner, who is the founder and CEO of Lido Advisors. Now, Lido is in a very competitive space of financial advice, but you do things a little bit differently.
We sure do. Yeah, it's definitely a competitive world out there. Everybody and their brother wants to be a financial advisor, especially dealing with the ultra-high net worth families and individuals that Lido works with. But I think we're really different because we have a family office approach. And for those of you out there that don't understand what a family office is, if you've got hundreds of millions of dollars or even billions of dollars of wealth, you have a team of people that manage your wealth called a family office. Myself and my other partner, one of my other partners also ran one of these very wealthy family offices in our past history. And so we bring that same level of sophistication to Lido clients who might only, I hate saying that word, only have a million, 2 million, 5 million, 10 million, even 25 or 50 million. That's a substantial amount of wealth on anybody's basis, but it's not enough wealth to have a whole team of people. And so by being able to invest the same way that these very wealthy families invest their money, it's really differentiated Lido from a lot of those, say, the Wall Street firms.
And my sense is for a family office, usually you need about $300 million that you're going to spend.
When I started in this industry, the number was $100
million. Yeah.
And now with inflation, and I think $300 is probably even maybe even on the low side to get the really high-level talent that you really want at that level of wealth.
So let's, in a little while, talk about the specifics of what you do. But first, I want to ask you the name Lido.
Uh-huh.
Where did that come from?
Well, you know, that's a great story. A friend of mine lives in a place called Lido Isle in Newport Beach, which happens to be one of the more affluent areas in Southern California. But interestingly, I've actually vacationed in Newport Beach since I was a kid, and I still go there every year with my family to this day. And my friend was telling me Lido is named after the Lido Island that protects and shelters Venice Harbor in Italy. So I got the idea, you know, sheltering and protecting your wealth. Lido, it kind of works.
Hey, that's great.
And I love Newport Beach, so it just all worked.
Yep. And so now let's go into the specifics of what you do in a family office. So what are the elements? If someone's investing, why does it really matter to have those?
To me, what's important, and I really understood this, I'm a CPA by background. I started out in my career as in public accounting, working in the large accounting firms. I was at Price Waterhouse, started their personal financial planning group in the mid-'80s.
You started it?
In their L.A. office, right.
Wow,
and,
cool.
And so it's not just about investing your money, or it's not just about your income taxes or estate planning. It's about having a game plan, a comprehensive approach to your wealth. So many people have a money manager, but they don't ever talk to their CPA, or the CPA never talks to the attorney, and so on and so forth. And a family office really is about a comprehensive approach to managing all aspects of wealth versus just one individual part of it. For example, just the investments or just the tax planning or whatever it might be. And when I started Lido, the idea was to be able to provide that kind of comprehensive approach and be able to invest in the same kinds of investments that these mega wealthy families invested with their own capital.
And not many people were doing that in those days. It was more you would go to a large organization.
Yep. Well, you know, it's interesting. When I started in the family office world back in the early 1990s, nobody even knew this term called a family office. I actually started a networking group back in the early 1990s in Beverly Hills. A number of my former Price Waterhouse colleagues had left public accounting and were running some of the largest families here in the Southern California area. I came up with this idea, well, why don't we all get together and network, compare notes, share ideas, maybe co-invest? And the family I worked for thought that was a good idea. I asked my private banker at the time, maybe they can invite some of their biggest clients to a lunch. They said, great. And so we had a luncheon at an executive boardroom, one of the nice hotels here in town. And everybody looked at each other going, wow, you do what I do. I thought I was the only one out there working for these, you know, incredibly wealthy people. And they loved the idea so much. They said, Greg, can we do this again? And I said, sure. And I started something called the Southern California Family Office Directors Association. It's a mouthful, of course. And we started meeting every other month. And this goes all the way back to 1993. And to this day, we still put on these events for these extremely wealthy families. We have an event coming up in March in Santa Monica, California, that has families from all across the country. This will be our 14th annual event. And it's great because it's not just about putting on an event. It's about me listening and hearing what some of these other incredibly wealthy families are doing with their money, and then we try to do some of the same exact things for our clients here at Lido Advisors.
This is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, where we speak with the CEOs who've reinvented the fabric of America. We're here today with Greg Kushner, who is the founder and CEO of Lido Advisors. So we're hearing about a whole different model, which in a sense is the democratization of the family office, is what I take it.
Yeah, I had a client in the other day who was just a relatively small client. Again, I hate saying that, with a few million dollars, it's still not a bad-sized client. But she was, her whole life was trying to figure out, how can I invest like rich people? And she didn't define herself as rich. But when I started talking about the way we invest, for example, in asset-based lending, where we have groups that will lend money on a short-term basis, they're called bridge loans at pretty high interest rates, on a piece of real estate, and if the borrower doesn't pay it back, guess what? The operator will foreclose on the building. Generally 50 to 60% loan to value, so we feel on a risk-adjusted basis that's a pretty good investment, and we've done really well since about 2009 when we started in that space. And she just was blown away with the fact that here she is with her quote-unquote small portfolio being able to invest the same way that these mega-wealthy families invest their money.
So how do you afford to do that? Because you're bringing together and bringing to bear all different elements, the whole continuum of what a family office will have, that's clearly a lot more expensive. So how are you able to make money? I mean, obviously you've grown a lot. You're a national company now.
Yep. We've grown at an amazing, about 35% compounded growth rate over the last about 6 years, which
35%
is
35% a year.
Yeah.
So the secret is to actually invest in Lido Advisors.
Yes,
that's the best investment.
Well, you know, one of our biggest client actually did that. The old commercial, you know, I like the company so much I bought it. Our largest client, who is a family office, decided they loved our business so much, they actually ended up buying 15% of our business.
Get out. Seriously?
Yeah.
So they said they like it so much?
Originally, I wanted to sell them 5% of the business, and they said, how about 15, Greg? And I said, we really, you know, we knew we were in this growth spurt. 5% seemed like the right number, and they said, no, how about 15? I said, all right, let's split the difference, 10. They go, no, how about 15? I go, okay, 15 it is. When your largest client says they want to be in full speed ahead with you, that's a pretty good sign.
But there's also an advantage because now they're like, well, no, we want to pay higher fees because, you know, we make on the back end.
Well, actually, the story I told the wife was that, you know, eventually, instead of you paying us to manage your money, we're going to eventually pay you to manage your money. In other words, their dividend check would be bigger than the fees that they pay us. And that's
wow.
A pretty cool idea.
Wow.
Yeah.
How long do you think before that happens?
It's actually coming soon. It's going to be probably the next year or so with that compounded growth rate that we
have. It's okay. You only have 600,000 listeners who are going to validate this and when they listen to it. But that is pretty cool.
Yeah, it is. It's and by the way, one of the things that we're particularly proud of here at Lido Advisors is that all of our clients are super nice people. They're really appreciative of the hard work that we do for them, and they're just people we want to hang out with and be with. And, you know, that's the greatest business in the world. If you can have clients who you actually want to see and be with, it's unbelievable.
I think the ultimate is when you could fire a client because they don't have the same culture that you do.
And we've done that. We've fired clients.
You've actually fired clients.
Absolutely. It's just not worth it. You know, they're taking up all your time, and you know, we had one client who was somewhat abusive to my staff. I said, we're not putting up with that. And you know, we manage now about $4 billion of client money, and you know, we can afford to say be selective in the clients we take.
Now you can call your shots. If anyone listening in wants to learn about Lido Advisors, what is the website they would go to?
It's pretty easy. It's LidoAdvisors.com.
LIDO. Advisors with an S.
Right. And by the way, advisor can be spelled with an E or an O at the end, and we're with an O, advisors.com.
There you have it. We're about to take a break with Greg Kushner. When we come back, we're going to talk about how you actually build the culture and grow the company so that you can deliver the results and deliver really what we call the democratization of, say, a family office.
That's great.
Back in a few. This is Robert Reese. We're here today with Ralph De La Vega, CEO of AT&T Mobility. You did a merger of 60,000 employees in 19 days. Talk about that.
We had to get the companies to operate as one by November the 15th, right before the heavy Thanksgiving holidays, which is when sales activity picks up for wireless in the fourth quarter. So we had to make a call. Can we merge these two companies? Can these people act as one? 60,000 people in 19 days, even though we didn't know each other. Our chief executive at the time, Stan Sigmund, asked me, Ralph, do you think you can do it? I said, 19 days, but not a minute less.
And the analyst said it wouldn't work.
Not only did we do the merger in 19 days, but in the critical fourth quarter, when the analysts said that we were going to lose lines, we had a record number of customer additions in the fourth quarter. In fact, we had the largest number of customer net additions in the history of wireless in the fourth quarter for the U.S.
Thanks, Ralph. This is Robert Reese. Today we spoke with Ralph De La Vega of AT&T Mobility about how having the right plan and a passionate team can accomplish what others say.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, and we're here today with Greg Kushner, who is the founder and CEO of Lido Advisors. This is a company who has really transformed financial services because they took their background as a CPA and then working with family offices, and they provide the services of a family office, which you'd usually need at least $300 million to have to invest.
Yeah, that's really been our main driver of growth, Robert, is that we're able to offer these unique investment strategies. For example, a client with maybe $2 or $3 million can invest in the exact same real estate transaction that we put together for our clients with third-party operators that our largest clients might be investing $5 or $10 million. And so, you know, being able to invest side by side with some of the wealthiest families in the country really has been a driver of our growth.
Let's talk about how you hire people. So you've become a national company. You started it was like you, and then
right.
You had some people.
Mom and pop
you.
For sure.
And
not anymore.
So what was your thinking in terms of hiring people to maintain the type of culture of Lido?
Well, as I've told every person that we've ever hired, our mission statement is very simple: just do the right thing. Period. And
that's it.
Just do the right thing. And to me, all aspects of your life, personally and in business, if you always do the right thing, it's hard for clients to get upset with you. And so that's been my overarching mission really from day one. Maybe we could have made a little bit more money along the way or done things differently. But to me, there's no shortcut than just always doing the right thing. So hiring really smart people, aggressive people. I have a lot of fairly young folks working with me on our team. And they all have one thing in common. They really want to grow the firm, and they want to grow professionally. And to me, that's hard to find, that people are willing to really kind of sacrifice and work hard for the common good of the company. But we've been successful in recruiting and hiring those kinds of folks.
Are there questions you ask in the interview process? Are there things you look on for someone's resume to know that it's that type of person?
You know, it's somewhat of a crapshoot, obviously, when you hire people. Sometimes they interview really well, and sometimes you just, you know, yeah. are just kind of sold a bill of goods. But we've been pretty lucky as far as identifying. A lot of times the people that we've met have come through people we've known in the industry.
Mm-hmm.
Our number one, I'll say, client rep person, who's based actually out of Dallas, sold to us actually for about 10 years and kept saying, I want to work at Lido. And finally she was at a point that she was ready to make a career move, and we knew how great she was because we're not exactly an easy customer to deal with because we're bombarded by everybody and their brother that wants to, you know, be our best friend because of all the capital that we deploy. So that was an easy one for us. We knew day one that she would be a great hire for Lido. And then she introduced us to somebody that she worked with, and, you know, that's kind of how it goes. So a lot of the people we've hired really were through contacts that we already knew. There was one exception. We met somebody actually in our Chicago office, a young guy, you know, somewhat unproven at that point, but we just kind of saw he had this sense that he was in a very retail-oriented business, you know, selling to people with, I'll say, hundreds of thousands of dollars versus millions of dollars. But we just saw this intangible in him that we said, you know, let's take a chance on this guy. And he's now one of our very, very top producers.
What makes someone a top producer in your business?
Well, I think it goes back to that passion. They have to be passionate about getting up early, hop on an airplane, doing whatever it takes to service our clients. And really, ultimately, it goes back to that comment of putting the client first, making sure that they get best-in-class service, great investment strategies, and ultimately that we help them meet their financial goals. Because that's really why we're hired, is to make sure that we grow their wealth. I call it slow and steady wins the race. And, you know, we're not, people don't come to Lido to get wealthy. They come to Lido Advisors to stay wealthy. And, you know, if you have that as your mission, it's not that difficult to really kind of live up to that.
Well, you also have unique practices where you will cut off the amount they could lose. Talk about that.
Yeah, that's a great strategy that we call it our cap and cushion strategy. This is a pure equity play, stock market play, where so many clients are either they have money on the sideline or they're just afraid of the market. And in many instances, what we started seeing in late 2016, going into the middle of 2017 and then accelerating into 2018, is if we could offer a client a strategy that, let's say, makes a full 10% in, let's say, a 13-month period. And in that same period, if the stock market goes up 10%, they make the full 10%. However, if the market goes up more than that, their cap, they're not going to make more than the 10% cap. But again, because they're already wealthy, they'd be happy with the 10% return, irrespective of what the market does. But in return for capping your upside, we'll go into the marketplace and we'll basically buy insurance for that same period of time. And right now, we're able to get somewhere close to around 18% downside. So if I put a trade on today, a client might earn 10% over the next 13 months, or if the market goes the other direction, which certainly is possible, we've seen the volatility over the last quarter, let's say the market drops 18%, well, that client and that particular investment would only be down zero. They'd be down zero. They'd lose nothing. So they'd have more money intact to then invest as hopefully the market recovers. In that same trade, if the market dropped, let's say, 20%, they'd be down 2. Down 2%, you can certainly recover from much easier than being down 20. And that's the concept of this slow and steady wins the race. The point is you have to have a strategy. And without a strategy, you don't really know how you're doing. And I find so many times when we meet prospective clients, they're actually taking on way too much risk in their portfolio, given what their financial goals. I equate it to the fact they've already won the game. Think about you're playing basketball. You've won the game. You go, you know, let's just keep shooting around, and then you blow out your Achilles heel. You go, oh, I should have just stopped playing. I should have stopped while I was ahead. So if you've already, quote unquote, won the game financially, why take undue risk? It's not necessary. So that's one of the things we instruct and educate our clients on. But going back to your question about, from my perspective, one of the first things any investor should be doing is understand the motivation of the advice that they're getting from their advisor. Are they a fiduciary?
That's great. So understand the advice.
Right. So are they a fiduciary, which Lido Advisors, we are a SEC registered investment advisor, which means we are a fiduciary. We always must put the client's interests first, where a lot of the big Wall Street firms are not fiduciaries. They are brokerage firms, and they are beholden to FINRA, which is a self-regulatory body, and to their firms. They do not have the same standard of care that a firm like Lido does. Think about it. If the advisor...
30 seconds left.
If the advisor has your best interest at heart, versus a firm where they're motivated by transactional fees. Now, they may be great. They may give you great advice, but as an investor, I want to know the advice is untainted. In fact, hopefully the person giving the advice is putting their money where their mouth is, and that's one of the things I do with my clients. I tell them I'm investing in the same things that they're in. And also, by the way, when we find these third-party operators, they have to have a lot of skin in the game as well for us to be willing to invest our client capital.
On that note, a pleasure having you.
Thank you.
CEO Show.
Thanks so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.